Palestinians in the Gaza Strip held a funeral for 17-year-old Muntasir Al-Baz, who was shot dead by Israeli snipers on Tuesday. The boy was taking part in a peaceful protest as part of the Great March of Return rallies in central Gaza. Killing peaceful demonstrators is a violation of their right to life, health, and freedom of assembly. A mixture of grief and anger was the mood among Gazans over the killing of the young protester. Muntasir's distraught family says the teenager was an active supporter of the Palestinian cause.
My son was taking part in a peaceful rally and he was not armed. He loved his country and Israeli soldiers killed him in cold blood. My son became an orphan when he was only 7 years old and now he is gone. He was killed because he loves Palestine and wanted it to be free.
Some 210 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces ever since peaceful rallies began in the Gaza Strip on March the 30th, including dozens of children, amid the failure of the international community to hold Tel Aviv accountable for its crimes. Rights groups say killing peaceful protesters is just another example of Israel's decades-long impunity.
Israel doesn't respect international laws and norms and continues to commit grave violations to the international humanitarian law. Israeli forces have been targeting peaceful protesters during the March of Return rallies with excessive and lethal force. Demonstrations and peaceful assembly is a human right that must not be met with lethal force. Israel has also demonstrated zero accountability to crimes perpetrated by its soldiers.
Israel's callous disregard for the value of human life continues to take its toll on Palestinians in the Gaza Strip as the world watches in silence.
As they mourn another victim of Tel Aviv's shoot-to-kill policy, people in the besieged enclave vow to continue all forms of resistance against Israel. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.